1/4 of 1% doesn't sound like much. At $4 a gallon, that's a penny's worth of gas. 1/4 of 1% of the federal budget, though, is no small sum to people like Jeffrey Owens. Owens is in his mid-40s. He looks ready for work in his ball cap, a T-shirt with the Teamsters logo, and blue jeans. He's been applying for jobs, but can't find one.
I remember myself, it used to be a lot of jobs out here, but ain't no more now.
And like many people who come to the Pulaski office of New River Community Action, he does have a big electric bill he can't pay.
When you don't get so much, you know, if you get just so much a month, you know, it's hard. You know, you got two kids, you know, and you got a girlfriend, and she works. It takes both of us, to, you know, to make ends meet, but it's hard on us.
More than 1,000 community action agencies, including 32 in Virginia, have been one of the main ways that federal, state, and local governments help those living in poverty through a variety of programs, emergency assistance, Head Start, homeless intervention. At New River Community Action in Radford, Kim Matthews tries to help people who, because they're out of work or have piled up medical bills, are way behind on rent or home payments.
Well, when I first started with the homeless intervention program, we would roughly have 25 to 30 households on our waiting list in need of assistance, financial assistance. And since that time, the waiting list has tripled.
But government funds to administer these programs are getting tight and likely to get tighter, according to Terry Smuz, the executive director of New River Community Action.
We will be making significant cuts to staff hours. Administration will be taking cuts in salary. We'll be taking furloughs. We will be cutting some positions.
The most recent worry for all these agencies is President Obama's plan to cut community service funding in half, from $700 million to $350 million. And starting in 2012, those block grants would be competitive. Smuz says that would really hurt agencies like hers compared to those in the state's main urban regions.
Oftentimes, when there are competitive grants of this nature, the urban communities, because of their great need, are oftentimes in a better position to pull down those funds than the rural areas are.
Community action supporters say it's not that money and food for the poor just won't be there anymore.
As you can see, we look pretty good right now. We've got, you know, food on the shelves.
The food pantry that agency staffer Rhonda Roten shows off at the Christiansburg office has shelves from floor to ceiling stocked with canned goods. Donations from business, churches, and individuals make up almost all of the agency's emergency assistance aid. But she says it won't get to people who need it without public dollars.
If things start being cut back, it makes it more difficult to serve clients no matter what. You can't really expect to help more people with less staff.
Jeffrey Owens has heard government leaders say the country is broke, that with a $14 trillion deficit looming, federal spending has to be cut.
And if I do shut these people down, if they shut down community action, then where are they people going to go?
He and some 250,000 other Virginians that community action agencies help each year are hoping the cuts won't come from that 1/4 of 1% of the federal budget. This is Joe Stanunis reporting.